additional 10% off your first year.
Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the Small Business Concierge magazine. You can connect with me on my social media channels at LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook MJ Radio Host, our Facebook page, Small Business Concierge Magazine, our Facebook On the Edge Women in Business group. Post your products. You know what to do. Services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. Yes, post them out there. Be nice. Let's connect. It's a network for you. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known, build relationships, develop your businesses, develop the relationships, career, professionals, all of that. A place for women to connect and develop professionally, career-wise, business-wise. Great place out there. Just go out there and click join, guys. Still, no guys are allowed. We, from time to time, get you. Just cracks me up. Click join, and we'll get you connected to the group out there. If you missed any of our shows, you can download our podcast at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. You can also follow us and receive our small business premium content. Also out there on iTunes and Google Play. You can also visit my website at businessontheedge.biz and the smallbusinessconcierge.biz website. You can connect with the magazine right there. We actually made it into a stack. We are stackable. Yay, we are stackable. Do I get a hand clap or something? We work hard on this magazine. Who's my producer, Adam? Come on. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. I've got a little bit of, let me get this. Actually, let me thank my listeners. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth and career growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air with me live. I am live in the studio tonight in this crazy weather. 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Here's my quote, Henry Ford, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again. This time more intelligently. Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. Here's my power question tonight. Small businesses, are you taking advantage of your opportunities? Are you taking advantage of your opportunities? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But before we get there, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with one of our retailers. I have to address Gucci's fashion. It's a fashion fury, they're calling this. Gucci pulls off the shelves blackface sweater. How many of you have seen that? Blackface sweater. And so here's my conundrum. And they apologize. So thank you, I think. Thank you. Let me tell you why. It was in the stores. So let's just back this out. This is how my mind works. Who approved the designs? Okay. So, and then who approved the production? Seriously. Who approved the cost analysis? Maybe they did a focus group. I don't know. But they went through a process. It didn't just end up in the stores. It went through a rigorous, I want to say, thought out process. They thought it out, not all the way out, because we responded. I'm like, it's so offensive. Gucci, what? What happened? What happened there? Seriously? And Are there people really that want to wear this particular sweater garment? I'm just saying, okay, I appreciate the apology, but no one in the organization looked at those drawings and says, seriously, what? What? Are there other, is it only a black sweater? I don't know. I didn't see any other colors, so I don't know. But I'm just saying, Gucci, what happened? And then who was the fashion design artist? What? Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. But thank you, Gucci, for apologizing. That's a start. But I would say, to kind of mitigate this, I'm going to put my business coaching hat on here. Stop it at the design point. When it comes across your desk, just veto it. Just veto it. Don't put it into production. Who knows how many thousands that were made around the world? More than that? I don't know that number. Just say no. Stay away from you know what I mean. So anyway, that being said, okay, Gucci, thank you for apologizing. I appreciate that. And the rest of the world, that whoever was offended by it. I was offended. I was. I'm joking, but I'm offended. I'm offended. So anyway, so let's move on and let's talk about opportunities. Let's talk about, but before, I'm kind of a word person. I like words. I like the study of words. I like etymology. I like learning. I'm kind of a history nut. I wasn't in high school, but I am now. I like the genesis. I like to know why, like we had Henry Ford as our opening quote, right? So I know that he was successful in developing cars, right? But really what I'm more interested in is the genesis of that. The struggle, the fight that he had to be able to produce a car at an affordable rate for everyone. He had to fight a battle. He had to fight the ability to even make the car. And so I like those kind of historical stories. And so I just kind of, so with words, I'm just interested in what they mean. We take it for granted, the words that we use, and we don't really think about the real beauty of a word. The depth of a word that I mean, we think about it in poetry, but we don't think about it in relationship to our careers, our businesses, our opportunities. We think about opportunity, but do we really? So here's the definition, dictionary.com. Opportunity, an appropriate or favorable time or occasion. And they give an example. Their meeting afforded an opportunity to exchange views. Here's another example or definition. A situation or condition favorable for attainment of a goal. Opportunity. Opportunity. Or a good position, chance, or prospect. That's an interesting word, prospect. We like prospecting. As for advancement or success, opportunity. So now I have it defined. Well, define my power question is, small businesses, are you taking advantage of your opportunities? There are so many opportunities and resources for small businesses to not develop, grow, and build, and even start alone. When I started my first company years ago, I started a production company. And I was flying by the seat of my pants. I knew production. I knew how to produce a show. I knew how to edit a show. I knew I graduated at the top of my class. I knew production. I knew it. What I didn't know is how to operate a business. When I started my first company, I didn't know the mechanics. I didn't know the in-depth world of business infrastructure and really understanding how to do a cost and pricing. I still get those phone calls today. I had someone call me the other day who's have an opportunity to do a production. Sounds like ongoing production for them. And is asking me how to put together their quote. They actually should know they've been doing it a little bit longer than the average bear, but I get it because a lot of that work is done. Many times you might have a hybrid kind of situation where you work during the day and then if a gig comes up, you take, I used to do that. That's what I used before I started my production company. I was working full time, and if a project came up with a production company, I took off and I went and did the project. That's kind of how it works. And so sometimes you don't know. I didn't know that there was a SBDC. I didn't even know it existed. I didn't know about SBA, really. I knew about SCORE. Kind of came across my radar some sort of way. I'm not even sure how it ended up in my lap. I knew about going to classes. In San Jose, Silicon Valley, we had this entrepreneurship center, which is no longer really there, but it had a lot of classes, training, teaching. I'm taking opportunities that are available to me, and those classes were free. I'll never forget what my I went into SCORE one day just to get some advice. I was thinking about getting a loan, doing something to kind of, you think you have to do so much to get your business pushed forward. And he gave me the best advice, the best advice. He says, if you don't have to get a loan, don't do it. You have to pay it back. Grow where you're planted. And that was really great advice because that's what I did. And I wasn't ready to handle a loan. And so I grew where I was planted. It took me 5 years to do my first thorough business plan. Oh, God, I dreaded it. I dreaded it. But it did something for me. Great result. When we come back, more on opportunities for small businesses, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
That's what I'm talking about. Nice, nice. My producer is taking care of me tonight. I appreciate it. I need that kind of, that music is kind of like a fine wine, right? Just kind of laid back. February 22nd, 2019, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., California Department of General Services Small Business Procurement Workshop. Third annual. That's our third annual. I'm so excited to participate in this event every year, being a co-host in it, emceeing the event. Fantastic. This is opportunity. Remember, we're talking about opportunities tonight. And it's going to be held at Ohlone College in Newark Campus. Newark Campus, Ohlone College Career Center is actually the campus venue host for us over there. Newark Campus, 39399 Cherry Street. Register for this event. It is at 2019dgsprocure.eventbrite.com. Get to this event. If you are a small business and you want an opportunity to procure and you're not making $15 million, you haven't made $15 million over the last 3 years, and you don't have more than about 150 employees, we were at this event. One of the best things that you could do at a procurement event is go and network. They have the reciprocity partners there, organizations that they're doing business with. Getting certified with the state of California allows you to do business with several other agencies. And there's other certifications you can get, and I would encourage you to do so. But come out and network. We're going to have a panel discussion. We had a panel last year. It was so phenomenal. So much came out of that. And so many people, businesses went forward to get their certification to look towards getting procurement. And it takes a little bit of time to win your first contract. Don't get discouraged. But those testimonials that they're going to share at the event on the 22nd on how procuring and doing business with the state of California turn their business around. And so it's a great opportunity. So again, that's February 22nd, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Register at 2019dgsprocure.eventbrite.com. We're partnering with Silicon Valley SBDC, and we've got the Industry Council, small businesses as well. And so, and one of our biggest supporters for the event is Assemblymember Canson Chu. He's always such a great supporter of the procurement workshops and small businesses. So we appreciate that. And of course, the Ohlone College Career Center for hosting, being the venue host again this year. We were there last year and it was so fantastic. So get out there, take opportunity. It's a free event. It's free. You have to just pay for your parking, $4. $4 for parking. If you don't want to pay $4 for parking, then I would be concerned about you being in business. Just saying. Just saying. Okay, so let's get back to opportunity. Knocks. Opportunity is knocking at your door if you're a small business tonight. So I was talking about how I didn't want to write my business plan. I wanted someone else to do it, actually. But I can tell you, if you get involved in that writing process, now, I write decently. There's people that are better. So, but I was able to write my first business plan. I wrote a 52-page business plan for my first company, got through it after 5 years, get it done. Don't take as long as I did. It is your roadmap. And I was able to acquire about $250,000 in funding without any support from other the agencies that were out there, the SBDCs, the SBAs, and I just didn't know SBDC, especially SBDC. I learned about SBA, certainly, growing up in my business world, getting my feet wet and all of that. But so many resources out there. And so if you are a small business and you are not connected with your Small Business Development Center in your area, get connected. They're all over the country. So all you have to do is if you look up America SBDC.org, then you can figure out where the closest SBDC is, wherever you're located. If you're in Chicago, look it up and have a White Castle on me. I love White Castle hamburgers. And so for Northern California, our governing SBDC body is, our fiscal agent is NorCal SBDC. Fantastic. Just organization and trying to get small businesses the support and resources that they need. And there's funding. This is free stuff. Getting trained, getting access to capital, getting infused, getting your business off the ground, getting your business started. How about that? If you are entrepreneurial, this is for you too. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking opportunity, opportunities for small businesses, opportunities for the entrepreneur who hasn't jumped in just yet on that business venture. Or maybe you're expanding, maybe you're wanting to expand or grow or have a subsidiary. SBDC is here for you. What does SBDC stand for? Small Business Development Center. Largely funded by the Small Business Administration. The state of California has a program called Go Biz, and they have a couple of funding sources that they give to SBDCs to help you in capital infusions, called the SIP program or the TAPE program. And those programs allow you to develop, train, grow professional development for your businesses. And these are opportunities for you to access at no cost. So what are you getting? You're getting a business advisor who's skilled to help you think through, develop through different parts of your business. Maybe if it's finances, and maybe you need a loan, or maybe you need some support of some sort of area in there. You get a business advisor who's skilled in that area that can help you. We have generalists. SBDC has generalists and specialists. So all you have to do is email or pick up the phone and contact your local SBDC for the support that you need. And even if you're not sure that you need it, give them a call and let them just kind of vet out where you're at. Let them help you think about what you might not be thinking about. Very important, very important, very important. So if you want to get connected to one of your local SBDCs, and if you're here in Northern California, go out to norcalsbdc.org. That's norcalsbdc.org. If you want to see the SBDCs throughout the entire country, go out to americasbdc.org and you can find it. You can find them located anywhere in the country. But I can tell you, and the programs, I'm sure, state by state vary, you know, in terms of what the state might be doing. And again, with the state of California, they have a couple of different sources that they're doing some great things in terms of funding. And then, of course, we have some of the other programs here in the state of California, like PTAC for procurement, to help you with your process in procuring, or Tech Futures Group to help you if you have a hot techie product that you want to get out there. There's opportunities there too. And of course, you have to be qualified as a small business to get that support. And what does that mean? Well, you have to connect with them and find out what those qualifiers are for each center. Kind of changes in terms of that region and what they need to reach the goals to be able to maintain the funding so you can still get the support that you need. No funding, no support. But the big picture is that you've got a lot of professionals and people that are very interested in supporting you in your small business growth. Don't lose the opportunities. Even if you don't need the program or it's not a fit for you, at least you learned about what is available to you. Find out what's available to you and then just check it out. If you want to do a little research online and learn about and look at some of the success stories. There's some great success stories out there, which I always love to look at and read and connect with. It's always amazing as to how people, maybe your business is in crisis. Maybe you're losing it. This is what this program is for, to help you save your business, retain jobs, all of that good stuff. Opportunity, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
With new customers. Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine.
You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. It's always a fun. I like listening to that opening. That's so awesome. So awesome. We sound so fantastic. The Small Business Concierge. What is that? That is the Small Business Concierge magazine that we have produced. We launched last year. We are stackable this year. What does that mean? That means we are on our way. We've done enough magazines that we have landed in stacks. Digital stacks. And if you want to connect with the magazine, you can go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And if you click on the magazine that's in kind of in the center of the screen, you might see one. But if you click on it and go wide, then it'll show you all of the other magazines that we're stacked into. That's awesome. And we are being read all around the world. I'm just so excited about that. And what's great about this is that the magazine really is I like to call it the small business voice of the magazine, because we've broken the magazine up into several different sections, six sections in the magazine. And so when you open the magazine and you get, first of all, it's beautiful. You know what I love about Steve Jobs is that he wanted to make something that looked good. This magazine looks good. It looks good printed. It looks good digitally. It just looks good. It looks good on your phone. It looks good wherever you, whether you're looking at it on your computer, whether you're looking at it on a laptop or LG pad or iPad or whatever you have, whatever you have, it looks fantastic. And so I'm so proud of our team that works on this so diligently. We have a great senior designer. She's absolutely fantastic and amazing. If you're going to do something, go get the best. She graduated at the top of her class, I don't know, about 5 years ago as a designer, summa cum laude. And I'm just so proud to have her as part of our team. Latoya Hardy, she's out there in San Antonio, Texas. So we get a lot of work in. Different hours, different time zones. So we've got a lot of good people working on this magazine. And so if you go out to the smallbusinessconcierge.biz magazine website, and you can also, of course, the magazine is on issue.com. So issue.com, that's where we get our analytics. But if you want to do a search out there, you can find us out there under Small Biz and then see us listed there. And we have several magazines out there. And I'm just really pleased at what's happening with this magazine. And so we're adding more and more concierge. We're going to actually extend our fall edition magazine because we made it into a stack. When I got the email, it was like, hey, congratulations, you made it in a stack. I'm like, what? What? I was like, that's awesome. So we are going to extend it, and we're going to extend it to a fall winter magazine, and we're going to add some new articles. We're going to add some more advertisement. We've got some new advertising coming, like Sign on the Go, which is, I love Sign on the Go, by the way. Sign on the Go is kind of like DocuSign, but more affordable blockchain system. And I use it all the time now. I love it, love it, love it. And it's great for small businesses because small businesses can, it's a lot easier for you to do your contracts and get them, send them to your customers, and you e-sign, they e-sign, and it's fantastic. It's a beautiful world. And when you start that process, it's blockchain. So once you start it, you can't stop it unless you start all over. So if you miss something and you need to add something to your contract, then you got to start all over. But I love that because blockchain just keeps everyone honest. Just saying. Anyway, and you can have it as many signers as you need on that contract. So I love it. I think it's fantastic for small businesses because it gets you started and it makes you look professional. It makes you look like you are really serious about doing business. And so I think that's fantastic, you know, and I'm a fan of DocuSign, but I like affordability for small businesses. If you can have affordability and look great, look good, then I'm all for it. So Sign on the Go, we, and I like investing in small businesses and what they're doing. And so I wanted to invest in Sign on the Go that is based out of Florida, actually. And so the CEO is going to be on the show with us this month. So we'll get him back on, Ray Sylvan. Looking forward to having him back on. And he is a huge proponent, of course, with small, for small businesses as well. And so we're going to add actually to our Small Business Concierge magazine in our section of listings and all of that good stuff. We're going to add some SBDCs to it. So it's easier for you to find an SBDC that's near you. So we're going to start with the state of California, Northern California, and we're going to add the SBDCs there in the magazine so that way you can connect with them easily, look them up, get access to them, put a little bit of information down there for you to understand and ask questions. They've got great advisors. They've got great people in taking your information to help you make the right decisions for your businesses. They're doing a lot of great work. So make sure you connect. So if you want to get connected to the magazine, go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. If you want to be a concierge, as a concierge, you have opportunity, not guaranteed, but could have an opportunity to produce an article. We like our small businesses that are very skilled to have a voice and to show that they are a thought leader and that they are sure and secured in their disciplines in terms of what they're doing. And so the magazine is rich with articles. And so if you want to be a contributor, then you got to first become a concierge. And then we'll look at those opportunities. I select personally the contributors, myself and the her editor-in-chief. So good stuff out there. So we've got so much. We got events coming. We've got, you can subscribe. You can contribute if you're selected. We've got advertising. We've got concierge. We've got affiliated marketing. So if you want to make a little extra money on the side, get that too. So connect with us at the smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Get connected. Look forward to you telling us about how much you love our magazine, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
At grasshopper.com. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Bill Collins, oh my gosh, he's just the best drummer. He's my favorite drummer. I need to invite him on the show, talk to him about the music industry. Love it, love it, love it. California Department of General Services, 2019, third annual procurement event here in Silicon Valley. Don't miss it. February 22nd, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Register at 2019dgsprocure.eventbrite.com. And if you didn't get that, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'll be glad to send you over that link to get registered for this event. Take the opportunity, find out and learn how you procure. You get in this, you get these opportunities, and it takes a little bit of time, but you have to start somewhere. You have to get your skin in the game. You have to begin moving towards those opportunities, and it's a great additive to your small business. So please stay connected. Come to the event. I'll be there. Say hello to me. Let me know you're tuning into the show here, and hopefully we're doing something to help you develop and grow your business. Again, that's February 22nd. It's going to be at Ohlone College here in Newark, California. Newark. I'm not actually in Newark. I'm just saying here in Silicon Valley, Newark, Ohlone College. And so we appreciate them being the host, the venue host, and some of our other partners that are coming in. Before I get out of here, I don't have much time. SBDCs, americassbdc.org. Check it out. Get connected. That's America's with an S, and then another S, sbdc.org, and find out where your local SBDC is at and get connected. It's free service to you. All it can do is help. And if nothing else, you learn something new. If you decide that it's not a fit for you, or they decide that you're not a fit for them. But there's other resources that they can give you to help you prepare to become an SBDC client. Also, these programs in California with GoBiz, Capital Infusion, the TAPE program, Technical Assistance Expansion programs, these are with your SBDCs. This is free advising. This means that they're going to help you prepare to get access to capital. They're going to help develop you, your professional development and credit worthiness and all these different things that can help you, business planning, to help you prepare and to grow and to expand. So again, get connected. So go to the NorCalSBDC.org in Northern California here, and you can connect with your closest, nearest SBDC in the county that you're in or doing business in. They want to work with you. It is a new day, and you don't have to do like the Titans of the 1800s. Man, they were cutthroat. They would work together, and then they would just slaughter each other in the business industry. I love watching it, though. It's so fascinating. Again, like I said, I'm a little bit of a buff when it comes to the historical events on how a business became or how they decided to be in that particular business. Sometimes you have to do a couple of different things to find that path. And I'm going to tell you, your customers and change and economic change and industrial changes will help you decide when you're making those transitions. What business, what industry do you want to get into? Because people teach you how to do business with them or not with them. For sure. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader here in Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. Again, get out there, America's SBDC, and then connect, of course, with our website on the smallbusinessconcierge.biz. You can become a concierge right out there if you want to. And then if you want to just read any of the articles in the magazine, they're absolutely fantastic. I love it, I love it, I love it. So go out to Small Business Concierge and just click on that picture out there, and then you can see some of our other magazines out there and articles that people like you who are small business owners, your voice out there around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.